The wolf was first seen 2.5 years ago as a young pup in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. At that time, he was caught in a trap, and wildlife officials tagged him as wolf number 18. They fitted him with a radio collar and followed his movements for 9 months before they lost track of him. About a year and a half, and over 450 miles later, the wolf's luck came to an end. A farmer from central Missouri saw the wolf snooping around his sheep pen. The man shot and killed the wolf, apparently mistaking it for a coyote. He then saw the wolf's radio collar and realized his mistake. Typically, young wolves travel west or northwest from Michigan's Upper Peninsula. So when Michigan Wildlife Division Supervisor Jim Hamill heard the news that one of their wolves had turned up in Missouri, he could only think of one explanation.
My first reaction was that somebody possibly killed the wolf in Michigan and transported it to Missouri, and they found the carcass of the animal down there. But that was not what happened, and you know, this animal was seen alive in Missouri before it was killed. So, you know, it's obvious that this was a natural movement, and really sort of a stunning thing to have happened.
Stunning, because Hamill has never heard of a wolf traveling this far south before. They've seen wolves travel as far west and northwest, but typically those wolves have an easier trip. Wolf 18 crossed several interstate highways, the Mississippi River, as well as a number of other rivers, and miles of farmland. Hamill says this wolf's trip will likely shed some light on the gray wolf's behavior. And that may be especially helpful to biologists in the Northeast, a region that hasn't heard the howl of a wolf for some time.
A lot of folks up there feel that there's no way that wolves could repopulate their area without a trap and translocation program. But, you know, I wonder about that because of the kind of movements that we've been seeing here in the Midwest.
Wolf 18's body has been shipped back to a Michigan Department of Natural Resources lab. There, they'll try to piece together just what this wolf came across on his historic trip south. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.